That an animal, when still alive, it can have this din of dichui, which means since at the beginning it was not fit to be brought for a korban, you cannot bring it later on either. And really, it's a gemachlekes nigamar in Yuma. One man Yuma says you only say dichui by shchutin after you shechted the animal. But if the animal is alive, even though at the beginning it was not fit, but later when it becomes fit, that man Yuma says yes, he could use it for korban. See, here we see not like that. Even though here at the beginning, when you were machdish, you only your half of the animal. It was a live animal. So say, since at that time it was not fit to be brought for carbon, even though later when you buy the other half and you are machdish it, and now lukura, the whole thing is yours, it should be hegdish for carbon, still we say nothing doing. We say yesh dichui. Since at the beginning of the kedusha it wasn't fit to be brought, that's like a psul, it can never be brought. Ushmamina, second thing we hear from here is that dichu mikor hevi dichui. Even though here at the beginning of the hegdish, when you were first makdish your hef, like the hegdish was never fit to be brought for korban. It was only fit at the beginning not to be brought. And later on, when you makdish the other hef, still we say it's called dichui. Because there's a man diyama, not like there's a man diyama that says that when do we say dichui only if it was once fit to be brought for korban. And then something happened, it became not fit. So then it's called dichui, it was like set for the Beis Hamikdash, for the Mizbeach. And then it was thrown away, that's called the big soul. But something that at the beginning never got to the Mizbeach, maybe that's not called a soul. So later when it becomes fit, maybe you could use it. Kamashman here, no, still you can't use it. That's called Dicha Meikara. Even though at the beginning, when you were first to makdish your half of the animal, it was never fit at the beginning for Karvin, still it's called the Dichui, and later when it should become fit, still you can't use it. That's called Dicha Meikara V'Dichui. Ushmamina, and the third Kiddush is, Yesh dicha b'damim. Even though here at the beginning, when you were first makdish your half, you knew that it wasn't fit to make a kedusha saguf on it. Like you knew the other half belongs to your shutif. So you only makdish at the beginning with kedusha damim. That's not such a strong kedusha. Like it was only kaddish that you have to sell your half, and the value of the money you give to it for a carbon. So that's not such a strong kedusha. Still you hold that kedusha has enough to say that it's called like a psul, it's dichui, it was set aside from the Mizbeach, and you can never use this animal now for a korban. Even though later you want to give a kedusha's dami, a kedusha's aguf, nothing doing. So these are three kedushim we hear from this braisa. Boy, Rav asked a question like this. Chatziecha v'chatzi fruta v'chatziecha v'chatzi fruta mahu. If a man says to his future wife, he gives her a pruta, and he says like this, I want to marry half of you with a chatzi pruta, and the other half of you with another chatzi pruta. And he gives at the same one time two pruta. What's the halacha? Kivun di yomala chatzi pruta. Once he says, I want to give half of you a chatzi pruta, poska. It's like, it's two separate maisa kedushins, and each one means nothing. In Russia, the heavy law, kemakdish lechatzoin. It's like you want to first marry this half of her, and that you can't do. So the kedushin is not chal. I do maybe no. It's like you're just speaking out right now. And just Rashi says, like you meant to say, I want to marry you completely. But it's a funny way of saying it. He's telling me, I want to marry half of you with a chatzi pruta, and the other half of you with the other chatzi pruta. But really what he meant to say is, I want to marry you completely with one pruta. So what does this lashon mean? That's the shaila in the Gemara. Now, in Tinsan, if you want to tell me, he means to marry you completely at one shot with the pruta. He's only speaking out, explaining it to exactly what he's doing here. So what's going to be though? Chatziecha b'pruta, v'chatziecha b'pruta mahu. He doesn't say with a chatzi pruta, but he says, I want to marry half of you with one pruta, and the other half of you with another pruta. So here it's worse mahu. Kivin di yomla b'pruta, u'pruta, poskele milsa. Since he speaks out like two separate prutas, and each pruta should have been enough by itself for Ma'aseh Kedushin, he means to marry half of her first, and then to marry the other half of her, and that won't be good. As in the first case, when you're saying a half of a pruta, you know that means nothing. So then maybe we say you're only speaking out exactly what you're doing. But here that you said first, I want to marry half of you with a pruta, since the pruta is a Ma'aseh Kedushin, maybe you meant to say like you want to first marry half of her, and that's no good. Or Dilma maybe now still will say, Kol b'yoyma, moina v'olachu. Anything he does that day like, he's only speaking it out. So he means to say, I want to marry you completely. But the way I'm doing it is half and half. But I need to marry you at one time, the whole thing. In Tibsam, if you want to tell me, since it's the same day, he's just speaking out what he's doing, and that's a good Kedushin. What about if it sounds like this? I want to marry half of you to Pruta today, and the other half you want to marry you tomorrow. Mao. Kivan the Yom Lamacha Poska. Yes, sure, since he's saying the other half tomorrow, he means to say, we'll make two gmats, so I'll get married to you twice. Today I'll marry half of you, and tomorrow the other half. Kabbalah will make two chasnas. But he doesn't know, he can't do that. Because he can't marry half of your wife. I do maybe know, Hokikomalo, this is what he means to say. Kedushin, I want to make one marriage here. But Mischolamidin, I want the Kedushin to start today. Or Nigmala Nigmar Adlamacha, I only want to end tomorrow. And then it would be good. It's like I'm giving you true two prutis. I'm beginning the Maisa Kedushin today. I want it to end tomorrow. That could be good. So maybe the Kedushin would be good. What about Shnecha Tiachim Pruta? Doesn't speak that clearly. I want to marry both half of you, your two halves, with one fruit tomorrow. Hochabadi the Chadzim Nukom, it's not one shot. And therefore it should be good. I do my Nisha Makadesha Tachatsoin Klal. Maybe no. Anytime you talk about half of your wife, that's not a good even Lashon for Kedushin. A Lashon Kedushin has to be, I want to marry you. The whole thing. Not Chatiecha Tekel. Gemara is a Sofer Taka. And Tim Tzolayno, we're Masufik. Now the Gemara is saying, even maybe, this may be no good. You're right, you're right. All right. So the Gemara comes out, maybe the Klal of Klal shouldn't be good, Tekel. Voy Rav, Rav asks a question like this. Shtei b'noi secho l'shnei b'ni b'pruta mao. The two fathers talk. The fathers have two, one father has two sons, they're over by mitzvah, and the two sons make their father a shliach to marry their wives. And they both go to the father of two young daughters, that the father can marry off his two daughters. So the shliach now gives the father a pruta, and he says, listen, I want your two daughters to be married to my two sons. So mahu. Both the nice and the makabal of Lina, do we look upon the nice and the one that's giving the money? The two fathers, one the father of the sons, is giving the pruta to the father of the two daughters. Vikimamaina, and therefore there's the pruta being given over, maybe it's called the good maitha kedushin. I do, but maybe no, both of the two, as Lina, you have to go after the chasan and the kala. Vholeka. Since there are two chasanim here and there's only one pruta involved, it's only a chati pruta for each one of them. It's no good. It's not called a good kedushin. Taiku. No, was by suffix. Boy, Papa has a question like this. Bitcha uperoscha bapruta. The man goes, or the chosin goes over to the father of his kala. She's a young kala. The father can marry her off and tells the father, I want to marry, I want to buy your daughter and your ox and your cow. And I'm giving you one pruta. Mahu. What the locha? Me, I'm going to do, we say, Bitcha b'chati pruta, peroscha b'chati pruta, I want to buy your daughter with half the pruta, and the cow with half the pruta. And therefore it's no good, you can't buy your wife with a chati pruta. Can't marry her. I do, but maybe no, he knows the locha. Therefore what he means to say is, Bitcha b'pruta, I want to marry your daughter by giving you the pruta, of course. Or peroscha b'mashicha, that's that I want to buy your por, your cow, I meant to say I want to make a mashicha. So take it, it's also a sophic here. Boy, Rabbi Shalji has a question like this. Bitcha v'karkecha l'pruta. The man goes to the father of his kala and says, listen, I want to buy your daughter and some property off you for a pruta. Now, does he mean to say bitcha v'chatzi pruta, v'karkecha v'chatzi pruta, and there it's no good? Or do he maybe meant to say is bitcha v'pruta. I want to marry your daughter with a pruta. V'karkecha v'chazoka. And the karka, I'll make a kidney chazoka. Take my brother's stomach also. All right, turn over. Noah says that he gavros a man the Akdish Bisharoi. He gave some silk to his wife for Kedushin. That was a Shavah Kesef. Right on the Kedushin's Lee with this bundle of silk. So Rabbi Oma Loitzrich Hashuma. We do not have to, the Masad Kedushin does not have to see how much it's worth. Have to evaluate how much the silk is worth. We have Yosef Oma Loitzrich Hashuma. We have to have evaluation right now to know how much it's worth. So Noah says, Idi Omolo Bakol, the wife husband says, I'll marry you no matter how much this is worth. Everybody knows that's enough. You don't need an evaluation. Because no matter how much it's worth, she's agreeing to get married to it. If the husband said, I'm marrying you with this $50 worth of silk, and we find out later, it wasn't worth $50, then of course the Kedushin was no good, because she was only selling that if she gets $50. That's what he said. And since he didn't give her $50 worth of silk, the Kedushin is no good. Keep pligu is the masleikis. The Oma Chamshin, the husband says, listen, I'm marrying you now with this $50 worth of silk. And really later we find out Fishovi Khamishan it was worth $50. But Fishasti Kedushin, the Isha did not know exactly how much it was worth. That's the machlokes. Like, what's wrong here? The husband said, I'm giving you 50, and at the end we found out it was worth 50, so he made a Maestro Kedushin, and she agreed to it. We have Yosef Omer, no, Tzricha Shuma, no, we have to have a valuation right now of a Shasta Kedushin. Why? Since the wife doesn't know what's flying, she doesn't know how much the silk is really worth, so even though the husband said 50, in other words, she's only saying that if it's really worth 50, but she doesn't know if she's getting $50 worth or not. So maybe Lesom Chadaito, maybe she does not really have smichas now, she doesn't really mean to get married to him. Because she really wants 50. And she's not sure if this is worth $50 or not. Therefore it's no good. That's why Tanka the Shas Kedushin, when they give the ring, the Mazar Kedushin always speaks out and says to her, like, how much is the ring worth? Is it worth a Shana Pruta? Do you accept it? She says yes. So otherwise we're afraid maybe she's some of that, maybe she thinks she's given a ring worth $2 million. And later she finds out it's only going to be worth $100, she's going to think it's a Mekach Tois. So you have to speak out, Bishas, you give him the ring, like exactly how much it's worth. You speak out, listen, some is worth a prut, so do you agree to it? Eagerly, some say no. Even if the husband said, I want to marry you with a cold dude, no matter how much it's worth, still we have to have a valuation. Why? We have Yosef Oma, Shove Kesef, Hareka Kesef. That's that Shove Kesef is good when you give a ring or you give silk. That's good, it's like it's in Kesef. What does that mean? Ma Kesef the Kayet. Just like money, the kayis has a valuation. A quarter is worth a quarter. A nickel is worth a nickel. A dollar is worth a dollar. We know exactly how much it's worth. That's called kesef. It's called kayis. So he holds, Rabbi Yosef holds,